Good evening and welcome to the Champaign City Council meeting for February 21st, 2023. I call this meeting to order and invite you to join me for a moment of silence followed by the pledge. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Enigas.
Present.
Kyles.
Here.
Pianfetti.
Here.
Williams.
Present.
Beck.
Here.
Bruno. Fulmer.
Here.
Gladney.
Present.
Mayor Finan.
I am also here. Today.
Sergeant Rice, please. Come over here. Good evening, City Council, Mayor, and fellow citizens. Today, I would like to present to you a newly promoted sergeant, Sergeant Caleb Rice. He was hired by the police department on September 21st, 2015. He has 8 years with the police department. He's a member of our Special Weapons and Tactics Training Team, SWAT, which he started in 2017. He's also a field training officer, which he started in 2021. He was promoted to sergeant on February 6, 2023.
All right, please raise your right hand and please state your oath.
I, Caleb Rice, having been appointed to the office of police sergeant in the city of Champaign, in the county of Champaign, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of police sergeant to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
City Council, Mayor, and fellow community members, I would like to present to you Brian Greer. He's our newly promoted sergeant. He was hired by the police department on September 12th, 2002. He has 21 years of great service to this amazing city. He's a member of the crime scene unit, which he started back in 2005. He's also a field training officer, which he started in 2006, and he too was promoted to sergeant on February 6, 2023.
Please raise your right hand and state your oath.
I, Brian Greer, having been appointed to the office of police sergeant in the city of Champaign and the county of Champaign, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of police sergeant to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Thank you.
I
right, are you done, Chief?
Yes, sir.
All right, fire.
Thank you.
A lot. What are we doing first?
We'll start with Mike. Council members, Mayor, thank you for this opportunity to honor our newly promoted firefighters. We do have five firefighters tonight, so if we could maybe hold off, we'll give them a round of applause at the end. But first, I'd like to acknowledge or honor Mike Bayless, if you could come down. Don't get hit by the train. Mike Bayless has been with us for 20 years, which is almost more than the other four that I'll be introducing to you next. But Mike's been a firefighter paramedic, like I said, for 20 years at the fire department, and he's kind of found a forever home as a local 1260 executive board member during his time here. Additionally, he has been in charge of all of our radio equipment and our cell phones and tablets, and keeps us all upgraded and updated. But also he runs what we call the ITEX trailer, which is a mobile response trailer that we use with the mutual aid box alarm system with the state of Illinois. And it basically operates like a remote
radio site.
Repeater, yes, radio site. So when we get deployed to remote areas around the state, he's able to keep us in communication during our event. So he and his wife, Jill, have two children, Michaela and Logan, and we're just real honored that he was promoted.
All right. So please raise your right hand and state your oath.
Hi, Michael Bayless, having been appointed to the position of fire captain of the city of Champaign, the county of Champaign, do hereby swear that I will perform the duties of fire captain to the best of my ability, and that I will uphold the Constitution of the state of Illinois and the Constitution of the United States of America to the best of my ability.
And next we'll, Mr. Brockmeyer, if you'd come down. Richard Brockmeyer has been with us about 6 years, and he is a graduate from the Lincolnland Community College with an associate's in fire science, and he is also a member of our esteemed honor guard, which we very much appreciate. Those guys always do a great job of representing us, and equally important, he is also a member of our peer support team and offers a pathway to some mental health and wellness for our firefighters, and it's greatly appreciated. He and his wife, Natalie, have four children, Bryn, Colin, Tess, and Braden, and so we're honored that you were promoted, and we're very grateful for your service.
Hi, Richard Brockmeyer. I've been appointed to the position of fire engineer in the city of Champaign, in the county of Champaign. Hereby swear that I will perform the duties of fire engineer to the best of my ability, and that I will uphold the Constitution of the state of Illinois and the Constitution of the United States of America to the best of my ability.
Mr. Harris, go ahead and come on down. Yeah. Elliot also has 6 years of service, and he is a graduate from the Eastern Illinois University with a bachelor's in finance, and he is a member or seats as a chair of our safety task force, and one of the most recent things he's done that's been really great for our fire department is researching the effects of cancer on firefighters and kind of integrating our physical department physicals into some NFPA standard cancer screenings, which will help detect and treat our firefighters in early stage, which is super important. So very grateful for that. So he and his wife, Audrey, have four children also, Elray, Isla, and Mabel, and Merritt.
Yes.
So. We're very grateful for your service again, and congratulations on your promotion.
Please raise your hand.
Hi, Elliot Harris.
Having been appointed to the position of fire engineer in the city of Champaign and the county of Champaign, do hereby swear that I will perform the duties of fire engineer to the best of my abilities, that I will uphold the Constitution of the state of Illinois and the Constitution of the United States of America to the best of my ability.
Mr. Freeland. Sam Freeland is recently promoted engineer also. We have a full house of engineers tonight. But Sam's been with us about 4.5 years. He is a graduate from Central High School. Sorry about that. Soon afterwards, he went over and was a firefighter with Danville prior to coming to Champaign for several years. And he came over with all his expertise and fit right in and has been a great member of our fire department. We're so glad to have him. He is an honor guard member also. For me, selfishly, he is important because he helps him with all the firefighter recruitment process and getting all their equipment and getting them onboarded successfully. So I'm really appreciative of happy for your promotion.
Please raise your right hand and state your name.
I'm Samuel Freeland, having been appointed to the position of fire engineer in the city of Champaign, county of Champaign. I hereby swear that I will perform the duties of fire engineer to the best of my abilities, that I will uphold the Constitution of the state of Illinois, the Constitution of the United States of America, to the best of my abilities.
Last but not least, by any means, and this is Josh Peoples, and he too is promoted to engineer. Josh is a graduate from Centennial High School, but he is also a graduate from Eastern Illinois with a bachelor's in business. He is a member of our grant team, and our grant team since 2003 has secured about $6.1 million in funding towards fire department projects. And his contributions recently included securing a grant for portable radios for $258,000, and then also another prevention and safety grant, which provided the fire department with smoke detectors for community blitzes, and then also some home safety survey programs. So he and his wife, Sarah, also have three boys, and they enjoy spending a lot of time outdoors. And congratulations on your promotion.
Please raise your right hand. Grab the mic from
I, Joshua Peoples, having been appointed to the position of fire engineer in the city of Champaign and the county of Champaign, do hereby affirm that I will perform the duties of fire engineer to the best of my abilities, and that I will uphold the Constitution of the state of Illinois and the Constitution of the United States of America to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes of January 24th, 2023 regular study session.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Do we have any correspondence?
Yes, I have correspondence from Daniel Hunt of Champaign regarding the Eden Supportive Living.
Madam Mayor, I move that we put the correspondence on file.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We have no public hearings, so please call our first bill.
Madam Mayor, I move that we consolidate Council Bill Number 2023-016, Council Bill Number 2023-017, and Council Bill Number 2023-018.
Second.
All those in favor of consolidation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. I need to read it. I hereby appoint David Palmer and Yolanda Thomas to the Human Relations Commission, as well as Matt Sellard and Ontario Sims to the Citizens Review Subcommittee. And the council bills present the appointments to the City Council for approval. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? I would just like to state for the record, for our public that's watching at home, that Ontario Sims is one of our former goal-getter students, and it's pretty exciting to have him joining the city as a member of the Citizen Review Subcommittee. I'm really excited about that. So with that, will the clerk please call the roll?
Councilmember Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Please call the next bill.
Council bill number 2023-019, a resolution approving a grant with the State of Illinois, Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority, and the City of Champaign.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to authorize the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the State of Illinois, Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority, to receive $334,440 in grant funding through the Violence Prevention and Reduction Program. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this issue? Council comment? I just want to thank State Representative Carol Ammons, who was instrumental in securing the grant. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Please call the next bill.
Council bill number 2023-020. A resolution approving an agreement for professional services with Kristen Olson, DBA Grants Galore.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to authorize the city manager to execute a contract with Kristen Olson, DBA Grants Galore, in an amount not to exceed $60,000 to provide grant writing services for the City of Champaign on a one-year term of service. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? I guess I'm the only talky one tonight, but I just want to thank staff. This is amazing. You know, we've talked about a position like this for a long time, and having this availability to access funds that might be available for the community and the city, well, the city on behalf of the community is maybe a better way of saying it. I'm really excited about this, so thank you for finding a way to do it. So with that, please call the roll.
Councilmember Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Please call the next bill.
Council bill number 2023-021, a resolution authorizing the city manager to execute subrecipient agreements with various nonprofit agencies.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to authorize the city manager to enter into sub-recipient agreements for the Housing and Homeless Innovations Grant with the following agencies: the City of Champaign Township for $210,787, CU at Home for $260,000, Cunningham Township for $40,106, the Housing Authority of Champaign County for $600,000, and the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission for $136,548. And I would note for people who are watching at home and also for council that we have representatives from each of those agencies present in the audience. Thank you all for being here. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill number 2023-022, an ordinance dissolving the Special Tax Allocation Fund and terminating the designation of the City of Champaign East University Avenue Tax Increment Redevelopment Project Area within the City of Champaign, Champaign County, Illinois.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to terminate the East University Avenue Tax Increment Financing District and Associated TIF Fund. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience? Seeing none, council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes, council bill passes 8-0. Councilmember Pianfetti. Yep.
I move that we consolidate Council Bill number 2023-24 and Council Bill number 2023-25. Ooh,
yes. It should be 23, 24, 25.
And 24.
Sorry. Got it.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I missed that one. Sorry about that.
Second.
All those in favor of consolidation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The purpose of these council bills is to adopt a tax increment financing redevelopment plan and project and designate the redevelopment project area and adopt tax increment financing for the Garden Hills redevelopment project area. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this issue? Council comment? Council member, Deputy Mayor Kyles.
There, thank you, Madam Mayor. There have been a lot of amazing things that have happened tonight, and you're right. We should talk more about, you know, the good things that have happened, and I know this is one thing that is major as we talk about what's happening in Garden Hills. I actually being out, just talking to some residents, I really got some good feedback on how excited they are as well on what's going on in our community.
Anyone else? I just want to take a minute to thank TJ Blakeman, because this is not an insignificant amount of work managing all of these TIFs. And I know that there are probably others who were involved as well, but I know that he has really been the lead on it. And we're passing this in kind of rapid succession, but it's, you know, 6 months, a year's worth of work on each of these different items. And so I just want to thank him because it is really meaningful, particularly the Garden Hills TIF. So with that, please call the roll.
Councilmember Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bills pass 8-0. Got one more.
Madam Mayor, I move that we consolidate Council Bill number
No, just call, just move 26.
Oh, 26.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to amend the North Campus Town Tax Increment Finance Redevelopment Plan and Project Area by expanding the boundaries of the North Campus Town TIF to add additional property to the district. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Enigas?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Beck?
Yes.
Vollmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council passes 8-0. Are you okay, Mr. Williams? All right. We're a little wacky tonight. We are now at the point of our meeting for audience participation. If anyone wishes to address the council, please step forward, state your name and city of residence. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes or less.
Hi, my name is Kathy Shannon. I live in Champaign. As you may know, if you're here or if you're watching at home, I am a candidate for one of the at-large city council seats in the election that is coming up this April 4th. And if you haven't already heard, I want to remind everyone that there is going to be this Sunday, February 26th, a municipal election candidate forum at the main branch of the Champaign Public Library. It's going to go from 1:30 to 5:30, and the public is welcome. It will also be live streamed on the League of Women Voters Facebook page, I believe. So be sure to check that out. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Seeing no one, council comments. City manager? Oh, do we have a council comment? Sorry. I missed you. Speak up. Councilmember Palmer.
I really, very quickly, just want to give a shout out to our staff because we got to tour the new facilities for our neighborhood services department and our, I'm not going to get it right, equity and engagement office. And I'm super excited about the new space over there. And I hope that the folks who are now going to be working in that space know that we appreciate your work and that is a reflection of how much we appreciate you. And I hope the space does you well. So everyone out there in our community who may be interested in coming in to check out the space or who may need to meet with our neighborhood services department, I hope you'll come check out that new space over there by the Virginia Theater.
Anyone else? All right, now city manager.
Thank you, Your Honor. So to follow up on Councilmember Fulmer's comments, the city does have new office space for our Equity and Engagement and Neighborhood Services departments. To not confuse anybody, we have not relocated yet. So our two departments are planning on actually moving out of the city building into their new digs on Thursday and Friday of this week. So I think that's 23 and 24. Okay, so February 23rd and 24th, Councilmember Bruno is not here to remind me that I can't say tomorrow because the tape will play and no one will know the day. So we still are receiving customers to those two departments at the city building for the remainder of this week. We ask the public to be patient with us as we're moving, but beginning on Monday, which is Monday, February 27th, if you want to come to visit Neighborhood Services or Equity and Engagement, their new location is 205 West Park Avenue. And we're very, very proud and happy for them to have the new space and to receive the public there. The other announcement that I would like to make is that there will be no council study session next Tuesday, February 28th, and we are going to cancel that meeting, and our next meeting will be our first regular meeting in March. And that's all I have, Your Honor.
All right, vouchers.
Thank you, Your Honor. You're going to trust me with this? Stellar run tonight. Okay, so I move to approve the vendor payments of $1,330,000 $561.01.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Madam Mayor, I move to approve the payroll of February 3rd, 2023 in the amount of $2,168,349.41.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Madam Mayor, I move we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.